Prophetic Message of Love is the title of my sermon. The Prophetic Message of Love. Last week we talked about Jesus returning to his hometown of Nazareth. As you recall, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his custom. And when he had finished reading, he rolled up the scroll of Isaiah, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. And as he sat down, he closed with these words: "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Even though everybody was amazed and spoke well of him, there were locals that recognized him as Joseph's son. Now they thought that this was admirable of Jesus, that something unusual was going on, that the anointing was definitely upon him, but they had heard of his reputation as well as a miracle worker in Capernaum and undoubtedly other places. And they implored him to do some miracles on their behalf, just to prove that he was more than just a carpenter's son, a boy that they knew of in the village when he was younger, a boy that grew up with their children, a boy that they knew something was special about him, but this was still Joseph and Mary's son, the carpenter's kid. The crowd was not as interested in what he had to say as they were about being entertained. They wanted to witness a miracle, something that would impress them. It's kind of like being excited about the circus coming to town. Jesus, however, would have none of it. He said, "A prophet is never without honor, except in his hometown, among the people he knows." There's much we do not know about Jesus' childhood, although we do know that Jesus traveled with Joseph and Mary to Jerusalem every year for the Feast of Passover. They would stay for the 7 days of the feast with uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and cousins, and just a great time to be with family. But at the conclusion of one of these pilgrimages, Joseph and the family packed up and set off for home. But soon they realized that Jesus was not with them. They found him listening and discussing theology with the rabbis and scholars in the temple. So we can assume that from an early age, Jesus spent a lot of time in the synagogues. We also know that it was his custom to attend services in the synagogues. And it was probably his custom to spend time with groups of religious people discussing theology and the Bible. This thing we do know about Jesus, that he had a very spiritual bent at an early age. We're told that on the Sabbath day, members of the religious community marveled with what Jesus had to say. But surely, they had listened and known Jesus from his synagogue practices as he was growing up right under their eyes. But then again, they had their doubts. "We've heard a lot of reports about you, Jesus. Why don't you do some miracles? You've done it in other places." Jesus relates passages from the first and second book of Kings in the First Testament, the Old Testament, about how in times of need and all needs are met, but some are not. I think the message I received from this passage about how some people's needs are met and some are not has to do with faith, availability, and receptivity. But the passage still troubles me because of the Great Commission. We're told to go into all the world and preach the good news and to share the love of God with all people, especially the marginalized, is an often quoted theme in the Gospels. How this message of hope and love is reached is above my pay grade, and I gladly leave that to the one in whom I follow. I talked last week about how it takes a community to make disciples, to make changes, and sometimes a community of communities. That's why in 2022 we're teaming up, working more closely to address the needs of our community with other churches in El Cajon, other churches in our diocese, and we're reaching out to additional churches and organizations that share a vision for meeting the needs of our community. We can work together, as the old proverb in Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, Two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. Welcome Ministry has been called a preaching post in time past by the Diocese of San Diego. We haven't heard too much about that lately, but we were described as a preaching post. It's also a ministry supported by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. The Refugee Ministries of El Cajon is supported by the First Presbyterian Church of El Cajon, and we have others meeting and partnering with us, stepping up to support the work because they recognize we're on the cutting edge. We're in the harvest field doing the work of the ministry. Not everyone will accept that, but that's what we're doing. We're expanding this year. Our message to this community and to our neighbors is this, to the people of the new homes built across the street from our church, to all the people in this city, people in the big homes on the surrounding hills of the city, low-income housing, to those that have no homes. God loves you just the way you are. Our second reading this morning is 1 Corinthians 13, known as the Gospel of Love. Again, God loves you, and it says in 1 John, my beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves God knows God. Everyone who is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4, 7, and 8. The agape love of God is not based on what you've done in the past or what you will do in the future, but it is a message to you right now in this present moment, just as you are. God loves you and is reaching out to you. You are loved. And love makes up for practically everything, as it says in 1 Peter 4:8. Love makes up for practically everything. We intend to share that love with you and with others. That's the message I want to give to this community and to be a voice for this church. God is love and God loves you. We're going to do our best to do everything we can to help pastorally. If we can't help you, if we can't solve some of your problems, at least we can walk beside you and listen to be present with you. We welcome you here just the way you are. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.